Aaron's Law is back in the legislature. If passed, the bill would require school districts statewide to provide age-appropriate K-12 sexual abuse education. KYUK's Daisha Eaton has more.
Last session, Representative Garen Tarr, a Democrat from Anchorage, introduced Aaron's Law, which died in the House Finance Committee. This time around, Tarr filed the same version she introduced last year before the session even started, but for the same reasons.
The idea here is by having this education, students know how to speak up if they have experienced sexual assault or sexual violence, if someone has, you know, done something to them that shouldn't have been done. It's about giving students that voice and giving them the language to speak up so they are empowered and can be a part of stopping this from happening in Alaska.
Alaska has some of the highest rates of child sex abuse in the country. There were nearly 2,700 sexual abuse cases involving children reported to the State Office of Children's Services in 2014. The law is named after 29-year-old Erin Marin from Illinois, who was sexually abused as a child and has made it her goal to pass the law in all 50 states. Last year, she testified before the legislature about the law, which Tarr says had broad bipartisan support.
I'm looking forward to that same level of support this year. There were several different suggestions as to what happened. It got lost at the end of session. Maybe there was some partisan decision-making involved. I was a freshman member of the Democratic minority. Maybe we ran out of time.
This year, Republican representative and majority leader Charisse Millett has introduced another version. She says she wants to hear from local Alaskans throughout the process.
I would like to have a face, folks talking about this bill that are from Alaska that have the Alaskan story that they can tell, because I think it's important for folks in Alaska to hear from Alaskans. And it's important that Alaskans take ownership that there is a problem and then an ownership that they want to solve the problems.
Bethel Democratic Representative Bob Herron supports the bill. He says all too often he sees problems with how sexual abuse is handled in schools, especially in his district.
They just call OCS and then someone else comes in. And that OCS person, though they are hardworking people, they're not around the children as much as a teacher is. And so I think it's important that teachers, school administrators are taught the warning signs, and then maybe we can collectively, society can get involved earlier rather than later when a child is being harmed.
Or prevent it altogether, says Herron. He points out that there was recently a large out-of-court settlement in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta's Upeet School District over a teacher accused of molesting girls in Tuliksak.
Of course, it's well chronicled that recently in one of the schools and in one of the villages in the Delta, we had a school employee that was involved in abusing these young people. So we got to talk about it. Just communication is better.
The bill does not have a fiscal note attached. However, legislators say it could cost districts to train staff. Members of the House majority say bills that cost money will get extra scrutiny this session as the state faces a multi-billion dollar budget deficit due to falling oil prices. Last year, Tarr said the Alaska Children's Trust, the Rasmussen Foundation, and the Mattsu Health Foundation had all expressed support for the bill. In Bethel, I'm Daisha Eaton.